Well, Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany hold a fresh round of nuclear talks in Geneva. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is heading Iran's negotiating team, while the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, is representing the other side. Zarif and Ashton are now holding a bilateral meeting. Earlier, Zarif also met with the Chinese delegation. Iran and the other six countries have expressed optimism for striking a deal. They last met in Geneva 10 days ago, but failed to reach an agreement after France, under pressure from Israel, blocked a last-minute deal. In his latest comments, Paris has expressed hope for a deal in the new round of talks, adding that its position has not changed. Press TV's Homa Lesghi has traveled all the way from the capital, Tehran, to Geneva, and she joins us now to tell us more about the talks. Well, Homa, I'm assuming the talks have started. We just reported a bilateral between Zarif and Ashton is taking place. Tell us more if you can.
Yes, Cobb, as you just said there, we're hearing that finally that working lunch has been held between Catherine Ashton, the EU foreign policy chief, and Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. And this meeting took place after Catherine Ashton headed a meeting with the P5 plus one itself. It looks like a lot of those speaking in the media, what we're hearing in the reports, a lot of those who've come in this meeting are very hopeful that they can reach a deal. But again, as you mentioned there in the news, France is being seen as a sticking point. What are France's concerns, or we could say, what are the points that France brought up during the previous round of talks? We've been hearing talk about the Arak heavy water plant in Tehran. We know, Kaveh, that the Arak heavy water plant has two parts. One part is the part that produces heavy water, and then there's the other part of the reactor, the research reactor, that Iran says it's using to produce radioisotopes. And these radioisotopes, it says, are for medical purposes. They can also be used in the industrial and agricultural sectors. And Iran says that it has around 850,000 patients annually who need these kinds of radioisotopes to treat, cancer, AIDS, etc. So it says this is what the research reactor in Iraq is about. And it's also saying that this research reactor or the heavy water production facility has not even become fully operational yet. So why, it's asking, should France or any other party be concerned about a plant that's still not fully operational and is under the supervision of the IAEA? We know that Iran and the IAEA reached an agreement earlier on in Tehran with Iran's Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization in Iran. And Iran has allowed the IAEA, according to that deal, to conduct further inspections of the Arak heavy water facility. When Iran's foreign minister says, we have cooperated with the international community, with the P5 plus one, beyond our obligations under the NPT, the safeguards agreement, this is what he means, that Iran, in order to build confidence, is ready to take these measures beyond its legal obligations, but it also expects the other side to give a reciprocal response to this and to give something that can balance it out. So if Iran is taking measures beyond its obligations, it also expects the P5 plus one to lift the sanctions. We are hearing already voices from the US Congress, for instance, that they want more sanctions on Iran. And the talk is, of course, this is all about Israeli pressure. France was even criticized by Iran's leader, although he didn't say directly mention France, but he did say that those countries who are trying to toe the Israeli line are humiliating themselves. So a lot of anger we're seeing from the Iranian side about why one side should be seen as a deal broker. Iran says it's come with good faith. And we even heard John Kerry say, Carver, that the United States is also coming good faith. And William Hague has been quoted as saying now that we're actually close to a deal. But we have to see, of course, whether this deal can be reached, whether those concerns that were voiced by France concerning the Arak research reactor, concerning Fordo, can be addressed. Iran says that it is ready to allay all international concerns, but it will not go beyond its red lines. What are the red lines? Uranium enrichment in itself. Iran says it's not going to stop that. It can negotiate, it says, the 20% level, but it's not going to stop it altogether. So we'll have to, of course, wait and see. Things are very in the early stages. And just before I finish, Carver, quickly for our viewers, Iran has also said that even if an initial agreement is reached in this round of talks in Geneva, that that would just be the first step before very difficult negotiations ahead on further details, because any agreement here, Iran says, will be temporary, will be on a temporary basis. For instance, we're hearing reports of 6 months, etc., that Iran will take confidence-building measures and sanctions will be relieved. After that period, more discussions would be held. That, of course, depends on what happens in these round of talks in Geneva.
Very well. I'm sure we're going to be in touch with you. Thank you very much for that complete update there. That's Omar Lesky talking to us there from Geneva. Thank you, Omar.